Improving team processes became an obsession for me. Yes, weird again. My first attempts were brainstorming workshops with teams of engineers. Group brainstorming, where everyone shouts out ideas, is a lot of fun. After a few hours together, we'd have a big pile of sticky notes and everyone would be in great spirits. But one day, in the middle of a brainstorm, an engineer interrupted the process. "How do you know brainstorming works?" he asked. I wasn't sure what to say. The truth was embarrassing. I had been surveying participants to see if they enjoyed the workshops, but I hadn't been measuring the actual results. So I reviewed the outcome of the workshops I'd run, and I noticed a problem. The ideas that went on to launch and become successful were not generated in the shout-out-loud brainstorms. The best ideas came from somewhere else, but where? Individuals were still thinking up ideas the same way they always had, while sitting at their desks or waiting at a coffee shop or taking a shower. Those individual-generated ideas were better. When the excitement of the workshop was over, the brainstorm ideas just couldn't compete. Maybe there wasn't enough time in these sessions to think deeply. Maybe it was because the brainstorm ended with drawings on paper instead of something realistic. The more I thought about it, the more flaws I saw in my approach. I compared the brainstorms with my own day-to-day work at Google. My best work happened when I had a big challenge and not quite enough time. One such project happened in 2009. A Gmail engineer named Peter Balsiger came up with an idea for automatically organizing email. I got excited about his idea, known as Priority Inbox, and recruited another engineer, Annie Chen, to work on it with us. Annie agreed, but she would only give it 1 month. If we couldn't prove that the idea was viable in that time, she'd switch to a different project. I was certain that 1 month wasn't enough time, but Annie is an outstanding engineer, so I decided to take what I could get. We split the month into 4 week-long chunks. Each week, we came up with a new design. Annie and Peter built a prototype, and then at the end of the week, we tested the design with a few hundred people. By the end of the month, we had struck on a solution that people could understand and wanted to use. Annie stayed on to lead the Priority Inbox team, and somehow we'd done the design work in a fraction of the usual time. A few months later, I visited Serge Lachapelle and Mikael Druguet, two Googlers who work in Stockholm. The three of us wanted to test an idea for video meeting software that could run in a web browser. I was only in town for a few days, so we worked as fast as we could. By the end of the visit, we had a working prototype. We emailed it to our coworkers and started using it for meetings. After a few months, the whole company was using it. Later, a polished and improved version of that web-based app launched as Google Hangouts. In both cases, I realized I had worked far more efficiently than in my normal daily routine or in any brainstorm workshop. What was different? First, there was time to develop ideas independently, unlike the shouting and pitching in a group brainstorm. But there wasn't too much time. Looming deadlines forced me to focus. I couldn't afford to overthink details or get caught up in other less important work, as I often did on regular workdays. The other key ingredients were the people. The engineers, the product manager, and the designer were all in the room together, each solving his or her own part of the problem, each ready to answer the other's questions. I reconsidered those team workshops. What if I added these other magic ingredients? A focus on individual work, time to prototype, and an inescapable deadline. I decided to call it a design sprint. I created a rough schedule for my first sprint. A day of sharing information and sketching ideas, followed by 4 days of prototyping. Once again, Google Teams welcomed the experiment. I led sprints for Chrome, Google Search, Gmail, and other projects. It was exciting. The sprints worked. Ideas were tested, built, launched, and best of all, they often succeeded in the real world. The sprint process spread across Google from